This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Captain Patrick Armisen joins us again this year. He was here with us last year with Ugly Fishing. Patrick, tell us about your operation.
So I operate out of Mobile Bay. Everything from the Mobile Tensaw Delta all the way down to the Gulf, all the rivers, tributaries, Mississippi Sound, everything. So and I try to target just about anything that swims, whatever is most active that time of the year, that particular day, that particular condition, that's what we try to target.
So what are some of the species that are most popular?
For me, the numbers end up being speckled trout, number one, redfish, sheephead, and then after that, it's just kind of a plethora of things. Flounder, Spanish mackerel, blackfish. It starts just kind of spreading out pretty wide. But really, the stars of the show over the course of the year are going to be speckled trout and redfish.
Do you ever venture out and go after the red snapper? Or are you licensed to catch snapper?
Yes, sir. So I stay within state waters. I don't carry any federal permits. I stay within 9 miles, mm-hmm. and we generally catch a limit of snapper without too much trouble. Once it gets a little later in the season, it does get a little bit more challenging to get those keeper size snapper. But man, I saw some encouraging things just the other day. I was in the bay checking some structure inside Mobile Bay, trying to find some kind of off the beaten path sheephead areas because this is a sheephead time. And just every drop was legal size snapper, so that's a nice little.
It can be frustrating when you get them like that. Now, are you fishing structure on the bottom, or are you fishing any rigs?
Both, yes, sir. The vertical structure of the rigs in the bay and then out in the Gulf provide a lot of opportunity for anglers to catch sheephead right now. But I tell you, it is nice to find stuff like mm-hmm. if you can find you a sunken barge or something
right.
Doesn't have just a glaring radar for every angler out there to go and hit. It is a nice opportunity to go and find stuff like that and catch you some sheephead.
Well, just this week, Louisiana announced their red snapper season. It's going to open on May 1st,
yes.
and they're going to go with a 7-day a week this year where you can fish complete 7 days, 4 fish, 16-inch minimum like it's been, and the quota is 800,000 pounds, which is a little less than we had last year. Now, you guys kind of got shorted in Alabama on the limit last year. Any word on what that's going to look like for Alabama this year?
I would anticipate that the quota ends up being pretty similar, but the state is kicking around some ideas of potentially running 7 days a week. We had several meetings just to kind of have open discussion about what our thoughts are as mm-hmm. far as anglers, and not me like as a guide, but just as an angler. To see what people are thinking, because right now we've been doing the Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and then
right.
it would be closed during the middle part of the week.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked for a lot of people, but there were also some people saying, man, it would be nice if we could just go whenever we wanted to. So,
well, you can pick your weather days that way, too. You're not limited to certain days when the weather's not good.
That's right. And what's happened over the last 2 years is the quota wasn't met. So then we continued this 4-day a week season all the way through the end of the calendar year and really still never met the quota. So there are some opportunities out there to make some adjustments, and we'll just see what the state comes up with.
How nice is that to go out and catch a limit of snapper real quick and then come back inside and pick up some redfish and drum and sheephead and trout?
Yeah.
Great trip.
Yeah. It is a great trip.
If somebody's got a question about fishing Alabama, you're going to be around here for a while, and we'll give out your phone number. We'll get them in touch.
I'll be here for a little bit.
You got a trip today?
No, I've got I change out my hats for a fishing guide to a
baseball
coach.
Yes, I remember that. All right, it's ugly fishing. One last thing I wanted to mention to you. Actually, we'll probably carry over after the break. Effects of the freeze on the Alabama coast on fish kill. Was it very extensive or
no,
not a problem?
No, there were some really isolated areas where the mullet were hit really, really hard. There were some even more isolated areas of seeing some redfish and some speckled trout. But overall, I don't think our coast was hit near like what we saw, at least just through video and pictures that I saw out of the Mississippi and Louisiana area.
Well, that's really good news. All right, we're talking with Captain Patrick Garmison of Ugly Fishing. If you got a question, text us, 504-260-1870. Patrick, before we take this break, we'll get you to come back, but if somebody's leaving, how do they reach you? Website?
Yeah, my website is uglyfishing.com. Everything's on there, all my social media, my telephone number and everything. So just go there for all the information.
I guess that wasn't too highly sought after a name, huh?
No.
You pretty well had easy time registering that.
Yes, sir.
Very
got
good.
It locked down.
All right, we'll be back to talk to Patrick again. Also, Lucio and Riley, we're here at Scott's Marine. They got a big boat show going on, food, refreshments, prizes, and super deals on boats, motors, and trailers of all type. And the famous Wingbone, you'll be hearing from him a little while about making Wingbone turkey calls. Back with Captain Patrick Garmison, Ugly Fishing. He makes a living fishing here off the Alabama coast. Patrick, what kind of a rig do you use, and would you suggest for someone wanting to do typical bay fishing like you do?
I like a center console boat. I'm in a 24-foot blue wave, but anything in Mobile Bay, I would recommend something like a 20-foot to 24-foot, something like that. Really gets the job done. If you don't plan to do much in the way of going out into the Gulf and you don't need anything really big, 20 to 21 foot boat will get it done. I actually have one of those at my mom's house. I got a 20-foot Blazer that we keep in the lift, and we use it just to tool it around in the river in Weeks Bay and all. So,
I guess the catch is you got so many different types of fishing, rivers where it's kind of tight, and you got bays where you got shallow water.
Yep.
But then, like, you run out to the rigs and you catch snapper, it's kind of hard to find one boat to do it
there,
all.
It is.
Lucio will probably sell everybody three boats. That way they can get it all covered.
That's the ideal thing. That's the ideal thing. You just come to Lucio and find the three best boats for all three needs out here.
As far as electronics and specialty equipment, what do you use on your boat?
I'm running a combination of Raymarine and Garmin electronics on my boat, and then I use PowerPole trolling motor, power poles on the back, and that's about
now,
it.
You've been fishing when they used to use the old throw-in stick pole?
Yeah.
Boy, the guy invented that power pole. That guy, he solved a lot of problems for
he
people.
Did.
He made life easy.
Yep. Yep, but I tell you what, the old Cajun anchor
yeah.
is that's tried and true method, though. I can tell you that.
It doesn't break down on you, that's for sure. As far as live scope, you ever fish with a live scope?
I do. I have it on my boat. And it's something, people ask me about it, and those that haven't really been exposed to it, or you know, they hear about it being cheating and different things, all different levels of conversation is out there that about live scope, but I tell you it's another tool for me to use, and I find there's certain applications that it's really helpful. Targeting bull reds like I'm doing right now, it is very helpful for that because we can find them at great distances and kind of sneak up on them, looking for sheephead and stuff. But the thing is, around all these structures there's just hundreds and thousands of fish.
Yeah.
And just to try to decide which fish is what, it is a little bit challenging. But it's just another tool I use in my day-to-day fishing, because I have really good side scan imaging on my Raymarine electronics, so I can go past an area that I expect to see some fish, and if I see something there that stands out to me, a ball of bait, whatever, then I can turn around and use the live scope. Just another tool for us to try to maximize our day on the water.
I've used the live scope, and I tell you, one of the most frustrating things is when you find fish and they're just not feeding. Do you stay on them, or do you just pass them up? Even though they're there, it's so tempting. You're watching the bait go right by them. It's just
every situation's different. Yes, sir. There's times where we may be speckled trout fishing in some deeper water, and you really can identify that it's speckled trout versus mullet, and throwing a lure down there to them, and they may react to it or they may not. And you can spin your wheels. You can spin out and not catch anything all day and have the best electronics on the boat. So the best thing for me is still continue to fish very similar to the way I've always fished, but just utilize it in a way for me to say, okay, this particular area, this point, whatever, I see a lot of structure. I don't really change up my tactics a whole lot. Mm-hmm. If you want to get specific, if I were fishing by myself, you could do things where you're like trying to key in on that one individual fish. But to me, it's not as rewarding as it is just to continue to do how you've always caught fish and just utilize it as another tool on the boat.
One last question for you. If I limit you to one plastic bait that you could have, only one, which one would it be? The most versatile that you could use probably,
man,
to catch any fish.
I tell you what, I'm a big-time homer of the slick lure. And the slick lure company, it's called Pure Flats. They have three different sizes. They have the slick junior, the little slick, and the OG slick. And the slick junior gets it done, I would say, 11 and a half months out of the year. There's a small window of time where they really like that bigger profile bait. But that slick junior can get it done just about any day.
Always good to hear from the pros. The guy always got good advice. Patrick, thanks for talking with us.
Sir,
we
got
to make this trip. We've been talking about this trip with me, you, and Lucio. So we're going to book you sometime this summer and make
it.
A trip out there. If people want to get you or contact you for more information or questions about fishing, tell them the best way to get you.
Best thing to do is go to uglyfishing.com. If they don't want to reach out to me by phone, I have all my social media links on there so they can check it out what we're doing and message me on their social media. But uglyfishing.com gets you right to all the source.
All right, now for the real important question. How's your team looking this year? What can we expect?
I don't know. Our first practice game was kind of ugly. We won the game, but we didn't get a single hit. So we took advantage of the walks and everything. But we've got a good squad. I'm very optimistic.
Well, you can get them one name for both of them, Ugly Fishing and Ugly Baseball.
That's right.
Patrick Gormison. Thank you, Patrick. Always a pleasure, my friend.
Thanks, sir.